today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
Your spirit being first. You've never been introduced to your spirit. Many of you have it because soul is so dominant. It's the major thing that you hear. And your spirit has never been able to soar and connect with that reservoir out there that's so much greater than you. It's just the cup in you. But it needs to be awakened. And once it is, it will tie into the reservoir.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Experiencing God. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 through 14.
That's why you don't go to church to have church, you go to be renewed, to think differently, so you can speak differently and act differently. When I went to Honduras, one of the things that I recognized is that it doesn't matter how intellectual I may be, the Honduran would not understand me without an interpreter. So I would say yes in English, but in Honduras it's sí. That's what yes means. That doesn't make sense if you don't renew your mind. Because if I say yes here, that means I agree. Come on and say yes. But in Honduras, it means see, like look. So you got to think differently now. So I need an interpreter, and I got to let the interpreter be the interpreter. Because if I say I want you to tell them say yes to them, or and they say see, I'm saying that's not what I said. I say tell them yes, but I am telling them yes. In Spanish, it means see. That's how you speak it. So I got to trust the interpreter as I'm sharing, and we get into a rhythm. And if I say, "The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want," they say, "Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba," and He makes me to lie down in green pasture. And He lead me beside, I got to trust Him until we get in a rhythm. He lead me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I got to trust them that they're going to interpret it. You're trying to understand God without the interpreter of the Holy Ghost. You're looking for Him to do stuff like you used to. He don't move with every generation like He used to move. But faith always stays the same. Oh, God help me. Glory to God. Just like parents don't treat every child the same. They give everybody love. But children have needs. They have different needs. So you temper the need to what the child has, the need that the child has. You temper the supply to meet the need of the child. And that takes training and it takes some wisdom. Thank you, God. It is lazy parenting to say, who stole the cookies? And nobody said, well, I'm going to beat all of y'all. That's lazy parenting. Why are you going to beat me if I didn't steal it? How many know the camera don't lie? Put a camera up in there. Then you don't have to worry about it no more. If you got to know who did it. So you can give adequate punishment to the one who did it. Thank you, Lord. But I'll just beat all of y'all till blood come out. That ain't good parenting. God don't do that. He's a good parent, right? He's not going to punish me for something you said. And He's not going to lay on your back something that I did. He punishes the guilty and He preserves the innocent. That's how He moves. You need to know that about Him. So knowing God means we hear from God and we obey God. Knowing God means that we hear Him and we obey Him. For some of us, like Samuel, he could hear Him, but he couldn't recognize it was God. Eli knew God's voice, but he couldn't hear him anymore. Where are you? Have you walked with him enough to know if it's God or not, but you can't hear him no more? You feel like he's not speaking. He's speaking, but your ear may not be in tune. That's a dangerous spot to walk with God for years, but you can't hear him. Especially if you're listening to him to talk to you like men does. He really wants to communicate spirit to spirit. You're looking for audible. And I heard a voice. But he really speaks from the inside of you. Thank you, Lord. Through his word. The more word you get, the clearer his voice will be. Thank you, Lord. Did y'all hear ping, ping? I like that. That's how he does. Ping. Lord will ping you when he wants to get your attention. Thank you, Lord. When you act in obedience, you're moving closer to understanding God. Understanding comes as you act in obedience. It becomes clearer. Well, I want to know God. The more you obey, the clearer he becomes. Thank you, Lord. So who is God? Write it down. God is more. He's more than the creator of the heavens and the earth. He's more than the universal father of all things. He's more. And if God is the sum of what he's been able to do in your life up until this point, you can quit. Because he's more. And if you have breath in your body, you need to know there's more for you. Thank you, Lord. He does exceedingly, abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to that power, not out there, but the power deposited in your cup. Compared to his power, he's giving you a deposit, and it's a cup of the same essence, and it's inside of you. You can trust it. Thank you, Lord. I'll explain. I want to talk about the spirit of man within. The spirit of man within. Remember, you are a spirit being. You have a soul, S-O-U-L. And before you go into soul music and soul food, just listen to me. You're a spirit being first. You've never been introduced to your spirit. Many of you have it, because soul is so dominant. It's the major thing that you hear. And your spirit has never been able to soar and connect with that reservoir out there that's so much greater than you. It's just the cup in you. But it needs to be awakened. And once it is, it will tie into the reservoir. There will be a stream, a download into it, that will become greater than your experiences or your memories, your pain, your intellect, your wisdom, and all of the things that you've experienced in your soul. Your spirit is sitting there saying, feed me, feed me, feed me, feed me, feed me. Its diet is not music. The spirit's diet that's in you, I'm not even talking about Holy Ghost yet. Your spirit's diet that's in you is not music. It's not steak. It is not camaraderie. Its diet is word of God. That's what it needs. When you ask Jesus into your heart, according to the Bible, this is Ephesians chapter 2. It is dead inside of you. So many people have a living soul and a dead spirit. Because they never, if you don't know Jesus, that spirit, that cup is dead. It's just laying just like this is dead in you. And what's dominant in you is your soul. Thank you, Lord. Which comprises of memories, intellect, will, emotions, and imagination. But it's alive. That's why the enemy attacked the soul. He used the body, but he's after the soul. Glory to God. Even God says, all souls mind. But the enemy hates God so much, he wants to rob him of your soul.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
He wants to snatch it and never allow it to be what it needs to be. We think best souls are the souls that make a lot of money, but you can be rich and still miserable. You can have a house on the hill and still don't want to go home. You understand? Because it's not in the soul. Thank you, Jesus. So we got to get that spirit awakened. For those of you that say, well, I don't know what that means, then you give your heart to Jesus, automatically he quickens it. He's the only one that can revive spirit. This is Ephesians chapter 2. To you hath he made alive. Well, you are already living. To you hath he made alive. This is, they may go with me. Ephesians chapter 2. Maybe they'll work with me. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. I know it's not in my notes, but let's move together. Thank you, God. Ephesians chapter 2 says, to you hath he quickened. Glory to God. As you were dead in trespasses and in sins. Glory to God. Let's look at it in the King James Version, because I want you to see this. To you hath he quickened who was dead in trespasses and in sins. He's speaking about the spirit that's in you. Thank you, God. And you hath he quickened. That word quicken, it means to make alive, who were dead in trespasses. Verse 2, and in sins. Glory to God. Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, which means what was alive in you was your soul. You understand? But in Christ, to you hath he quickened or made alive. So your spirit, before you know Jesus, I don't care how fine they are, whatever, they got a dead spirit. And a lot of times we're expecting people who don't have a revived spirit to be revival oriented, but they can't unless the spirit has come alive. They can't walk in revival. And the best part of them is still laying dormant, because it's directly tied to that great reservoir out there. It's God in his essence that deposited in you, but it's dead until Jesus makes it alive. That's why when you hear people say, oh, I got saved last night and I just felt different. Right. Because he made something that was dead in you come alive. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And one of the challenges of pastoring, why do we need? I don't believe in organized religion. You better believe in it. Because if you don't, your spirit will stay dormant and your soul will magnify itself. Your soul will be so dominated, you'll start doubting what you read here in the Bible and trusting in CNN. You'll listen to music. I had a girl tell me, said, Bishop, I thank you for the message, because every time I go through something, I turn on my favorite rapper, not my preacher. Scripture says, how can your spirit hear without a preacher? And how can the preacher preach? But the rapper has taken the place of the preacher. He ain't preaching life. He's just talking about your experience. Oh, yeah, they talking to me. But we're not trying to talk to your soul. We're trying to get your spirit to come alive. Glory to God. Because we're all three parts. Y'all understand that? Spirit, soul, then body. Everybody look at body. Everybody, Trey Song. Everybody look at body, and that's Trey Song. Your body, that's R. Kelly. Your body is calling me. That's R. Kelly. Give me that candy, love. That's R. Kelly. That's for those of you who don't know the 80s. Give me that candy, love. That's R. Kelly. But Trey Song, you know, everybody, he talks to your soul. That's why it's so powerful. And when you hear music, especially the bass, it causes your soul, because you're mostly water, 70% water, right? And every time music hits your soul, it causes it to reverberate. That's why musicians have to be dedicated unto the Lord, because you'll get off into yourself. And your soul is tied to the music, but your spirit isn't alive. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And the enemy will even magnify himself in the soulless realm. They don't love you. They don't understand you. Notice Lucifer, when he was created, had pipes coming out of him. You're not a better minstrel or singer than he was. He had his own music. He could create his own sound and sing better than anyone. And he's pumping hell into our world even now through media. Thank you, Lord. And this is how he's messing up our children, but he's tying their soul to him. Thank you, Lord. He can't do nothing for your spirit. Only God can, because your spirit didn't come from the devil. It came from God. And he put it in every man. But it takes him to make it alive. Thank you, Lord. Y'all understand? The message is designed to try. Where is my spirit? How do I tie in with the God, that spirit? Glory to God. You got to get the soul saved and renewed, and it will lessen in its voice power, and your spirit will start talking. Glory to God. Well, Bishop, I never heard it that way. I know. And this is going to help you. You'll be able to differentiate if your soul is talking to you, the spirit is talking to you that's renewed in God, or your flesh is talking to you, or if the devil is talking to you. Because the devil be talking. Thank you, Jesus. There is an intellectual capacity for knowing God subconsciously. Subconsciously. And what I mean by that is, subconsciously, your spirit is searching. How many of you ever gone to Google and put something in the bar and you hit search? Well, that's what your spirit is doing. It's searching for a connection after Jesus comes into your life. Your soul is like that too. How many of you ever been riding down the road and your phone starts connecting via Wi-Fi to Wi-Fi signals, but you're moving in a different direction? Well, your spirit and your soul is trying to connect with something. Right? It's trying to connect with something. You have to determine, turn that Wi-Fi off if you don't want to connect with the network. Thank you, Lord. Because your soul is designed in its unregenerated state to connect with something that makes it turn, that satisfies it. And your spirit is searching for God. It's searching. It's an urge. Where is my creator? Like you will be looking for your parent. Lord, one of the greatest ills that you could ever see is for a little girl to say, "Daddy," and there is no sound, nobody saying, "I'm here." "Daddy, mom, where's my mama?" That's why a lot of times when there's a natural disaster, many of us, we want to run for, but you got, where are your kids? Where are your kids? So even here at the church, we have to set up policy that if something would happen, you got an exit door. Where would the kids go? And then where is the rallying point so you can gather your kids? Because imagine a child in chaos now, looking for parent, and there's nobody there, no representation at all. Well, your spirit is a little boy or a little girl that's looking for its father. "Where is my dad? Can I sit with you? Can I talk to you? Can you tell me what I need to know? Can you tell me who I am?" Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And if there is no resounding sound back, it lays dormant. Thank you, God. If I ask some of you, what was your best time? Ooh, I had a good time in college. Why? Because your soul was alive. Oh, my God. Ooh, I had a good time when I was in the... Ooh, my soul. The soul is going to connect with things that's relative to it. And that soul, if it's not saved, is tied to world. Y'all understand? That's why he saves our soul. He saves us. He rescued me for me. Many of us did more damage to ourselves than any devil. The devil can only tempt us, but if you don't get yourself in check, the devil, you will do more damage to yourself, because even after all of that, we think differently. We'll hurt ourselves. We'll tell ourselves we're not beautiful. Don't take no picture of me, because I need to straighten this up. What? Damaged souls need to be saved. You'll be in the best house ever and still feel alone. And that will be your mantra. You can have mother and father and still say they never was there for me. Because you'll forget all of the days that they took care of you and only remember a few moments when you were alone. Then you can be in a house and everybody thinks it's okay, but there's something wrong in the dugout. We need our souls saved. Put the soul to the side. Commune with him spirit to spirit. Well, Bishop, I never gave my heart to the Lord. Well, you're in a good spot, because you can get you, that spirit can be quickened today. Your spirit has a urge to find God. There is a craving to connect with God, a craving. I believe the spirit talks to us, and a lot of times it shows up in appetite. It shows up in appetite. In other words, ooh, I got a crave. But your spirit is saying, find something to eat. We go to candy and go to wings and go to stuff. But he really is saying, I need to eat from word. Cravings, a lot of times, is tied to the soul. The spirit saying, where is my food? Thank you, Lord. Have you noticed the person that's in a comatose state don't crave? They can lay there forever. You have to say, well, they didn't eat since this afternoon, and they need to eat before we go home for tonight, and then we'll feed them again at 8 in the morning, because they don't have cravings, right? I believe this is me now. I'm not saying it's God, but when you have urges out of the, and you want to, a lot of times the spirit is saying, where's my God? And if you start getting word in you, I'm not saying that you won't want a hot dog, but what I am saying is that the cravings will shift. I can't say that's Bible. I said that's me. Thank you, Lord. Just think about the craving that you may feel, and how the spirit must feel when it hadn't dined on its nectar. Thank you, Lord. I was in Atlanta, Georgia, and one of the saddest things that on the news, they found a baby and it was cold. It was under 30 degrees. It was maybe 27. Some girl had given birth to the baby but didn't want it, and had laid it next to the dumpster, and they found the baby frozen, I mean hard as ice. And it came on the news when I was in Atlanta years ago. I always remembered that. The spirit sometimes feels abandoned and left in the cold. The baby possibly was craving for warmth or a loving arm, a nurturing, but didn't get it on this side. Your gifting, your talent is really tied to your soul, but your gifts, the gift with personality, The gifts with identity is tied to your spirit. Holy Ghost don't work with soul. That's talent. He saves soul, but he's trying to get your spirit to tune in with God. Thank you, God. Even after this message, you're going to be more designed or more open to seeing, Lord, what do I need to do with the spirit you gave me? That conversation inwardly is going to bless you tremendously.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Experiencing God, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2303-1911. That's reference number 2303-1911.
Set aside some time this week for intercession and tag up to God in prayer. Join Relentless Friday at 7 p.m. in the sanctuary to seek deep intimacy and quiet communion with God. Ladies, join Pastor Sabrina for Women's Sunday School at 10 a.m. in the sanctuary to sharpen your picture of the Word of God while exploring the Old Testament survey. Marriage enrichment is in full swing. Married and engaged couples, join us for the Hearts Intertwined session on Saturday, April 15th at 7 p.m. in the sanctuary. Child care is provided. Ministers Enrichment Training will take place next Sunday, April 16th at 6 p.m. in the sanctuary. Baby dedication is scheduled for Sunday, April 30th at the 8 a.m. service. Forms are due by Sunday, April 16th and are available at guest services. Parents, mark your calendar for Vacation Bible School 2023, scheduled for Monday, July 17th through Friday, July 21st. Email vbs@truthreveal.org for more information.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
I want to introduce to you right now a close friend and brother. To me, he is one of the best interpreters of song and spoken word. My friend, Pastor Marvin Winans. Be blessed.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So
let the church
say
amen.
Yeah. Can I get a win?
Let the church say amen.
To what his plans are.
Let the church.
To what his word
say
says.
Amen.
God has spoken.
God has spoken.
Let the church
say amen.
Amen. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Make this your response.
Amen.
To whatever he said.
Amen.
From the healing of your body.
Amen.
To the raising of the dead.
Amen.
No matter how you're feeling.
Amen.
Or how you're working.